Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Rowdy Maglite Racing. You got Rowdy here, and on the other end of the line, my co-host there is the Catch Can Man from Chi-Town, Mark. How we doing there, Mark?
We're shivering up here, Rowdy. We got 14 degrees and 7 inches of snow, and I've been out shoveling for 3 straight days. We're supposed to get a little break tonight and starting again tomorrow, but I'm ready to talk racing and warm myself up.
Well, you know, Mark, I think you said it's probably going to head our way, so I'm ready. I've already got everything wrapped, and I'm ready to get this show started. I think I looked today, Mark, I think we're 67 days till we line those babies up down in Daytona and go around Daytona again. That's not long away, is it?
Is it that many days, Rowdy? That isn't too many, is it?
It's sure not, Mark. You call it an off-season, but there's really not an off-season, you know. We did have a little lull in information there for a little while, but it's already started picking up. I mean, there was, one of our guests this year was Gus Dean, and Gus Dean inked a deal with Freer. I think they're a coolant product, and he's got up to 2019, which is that's great for Dane. I think he's a well-deserved driver. He had a pretty good year with Mason Mitchell Motors.
Oh, I think it's great for Gus, too, and it's great for ARCA to be able to get these sponsors to come in for multi-year like that, and it just gives the series more exposure, the drivers more exposure, and hopefully gives us a little more TV exposure.
Exactly. What about the kid that won the Snowball Derby, Mark?
Kristen Eckes. I've heard about him the past year or so. See his name in the highlights occasionally. He's been finishing up in the top five, top ten. He runs out of North Carolina right now. Kind of a surprise winner, but they pulled it together at the right time, and he was hot at the right time and won the last two races he's entered. So, boom, there he is, and well-deserved. He deserved to win that race. He drove his butt off, and just a great show. I wish we could have been there to see it, Rowdy.
Well, we tried, Mark. You just, I just didn't have that 2 extra days, and you probably didn't either. And you know, he got a deal with Venturini Motorsports. He's gonna be in that number 55 Toyota next year for Billy Venturini.
Well, that didn't take long for the Venturinis to notice that there's a little talent out there in the short tracks. But they've been good about doing that for years, anyways, with all the drivers they've had in the seats of their cars. So, yeah, they know who to get. They have a fine history of great drivers in the seat of a Venturini Motorsports car. So everybody's looking for that big kiss from Big Bill at the end of their first win.
And I've seen it applied to several drivers this year, Mark. I got to actually witness the big kiss, and Bill looked happy to give it to him as well as I don't know if the drivers looked as happy as Bill did, but he was willing to give a big kiss to him. And, hey, you know what? What a heck of a tradition. Now, go ahead. Do it. I mean, if I won Berlin or the coin, I'd be kissing somebody, too.
No, it's one of the more unusual traditions, that's for sure. But one that's well-noted, and the notoriety of it is well-deserved. So, yeah, Big Bill's been around racing a long time, and I hope he's around for a long more time to come.
Well, you know, we had Chase Briscoe crowned the champion from the banquet this past weekend, and Out of all that, come the announcement that Dalton Sargent out of the 55 car from Ben Arenas moving to Cunningham Motorsports in the 77 forward there. It's a big seat to fill, and I believe Dalton's a man that can do it, don't you? We've witnessed several races this year with him, and I think he's going to fit in that car pretty well.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rowdy. I can see multiple wins for Dalton in that car. Maybe that's putting a little more pressure on the team than maybe they need, but the talent's there, the team is there. It's a good combination, I think. Multiple wins is very possible, as is another championship. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that, you know, is a front runner as of yet, except for maybe Dalton. So the last year's champion and with the situation they have going on, yeah, they could do it again.
Well, you know, just another couple of things come out. Mike Seneca, you know, we've had Mike on. Mike was a great guest. And Mike's going to be back again with Hickson Motorsports, which is a great team. He's got Crystal Bates as a crew chief, and, you know, they bring a good piece to the track, too.
They do. Everybody does, Rowdy. It's hard to pick one team over another and saying, you know, who's better, who's not. Maybe some are a little more well-funded than others, but it's, as far as work, nobody works harder than an ARCA race team.
You're right, Mark. We talked about that we were going to try to do a little bit of updating and explaining how the cars work, but a little bit of technical that JRI Shocks, they renewed their contract with ARCA, which is they have a pretty decent program going with them. And that's good to see they're coming back. All the pieces are there. We just need 2017 to get here.
We do, and it's going to be here before we know it, Rowdy. We got the holidays coming up, so that kind of keeps you busy and, you know, maybe takes your mind off of racing a little bit. But once Christmas is over, that's it. You know, can't wait for Daytona, be it the testing or the race in early February. So, yeah, there isn't much of an off season, is there?
No, and you know, getting the testing, Mark. You know, that's January the 13th, 14th is the days they have scheduled for actual track testing. If it rains, they're going to have the 15th, which will be on Sunday to work with it. But what is scheduled for the 15th is, you know, they're going Five Star is going to be down there with the composite body to test the super speedways, and you know, eventually according to Don last week, the steel bodies are going to be out at Daytona and Talladega for 2018. You've got to have a fiberglass composite body, and I don't think that's so bad. I mean, you know, it's going to be a cost on some, a few of the teams, but it really brings them up to looking like a car that you'd actually go buy on Monday morning if they win anywhere between Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Well, you know what, Rowdy, from the grandstands you and I have talked, we were just talking about it recently. The cars look really great from the grandstands, but when you see these cars, especially towards the end of the season, these steel-bodied cars are looking a little rough. And the five-star program is, I hate to see the steel-body cars go, but the five-star program is just so much far superior at this point, and they look better, they run better. It's a great package with the engine package and the tire package and general tire no more. Things are really clicking, and ARC has done a nice job of allowing the older cars to run up to a point and allowing these cars to filter on down into the hands of the teams that, you know, can now get them. So, it's a nice program, and I hope it continues on. I'm looking forward to some really good racing this year, Rowdy. Really good racing.
Yeah, me too, Mark. We witnessed some awesome racing last year. You know, the record on that Elmore since its introduction is 40 wins. 40 races with 40 wins. I think the stats is 51% of the teams actually have that motor already. From what I understand, and Thomas has probably seen the motor itself this weekend. We got Thomas the Moose Prater coming on here at 6:10. He probably actually got to see the motor at the show up in Indy. And they had the 100th motor manufactured. So that's not a bad thing when you got these guys that's got the motor. It really has worked. I mean, 40 wins. I think 25, I'll have to look at the breakdown again. But I know, I think they said they had 8 different winners, or it's 25 different winners is what it is. Out of the 40 races, there's 25 different winners. Yep. So, you know, the Elmore's paying off. The composite body, you know, we talked about this several times. The first 17 cars at Kentucky Speedway were all composite bodies. And if you didn't know it, you'd have thought you were standing at a cup race if you just strolled through there, because they look almost identical to cup. Do they not, Mark? I mean, the front ends, everything's pretty much identical. I know they don't spec up the
Xfinity,
same, but the look of the
car. Yeah, they very much look like the upper echelon cars, especially up close. We were on pit road. We saw them pulling out for the race for practice and for qualifying, and we also saw the Xfinity cars. And I think if you put them side by side, you may be able to tell the difference, but you have to look awful hard.
Well, I got Thomas over here on the other side. Let's bring him in there, Mark.
All right.
All right, folks, I'd like to welcome the driver of the number 9 Ford, DK Lock, Thomas the Moose Prater. Hey, Thomas, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Just working on race cars. What about y'all? How y'all doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. You've done a lot of windshield time headed from Mobile to Indy.
Hey, it's a little bit ways, but it's not near as far as Pennsylvania or Michigan, so I'm not complaining.
Well, you got out of town just in time, because we got a bunch of snow up here now, Thomas, so you got to miss it.
Well, you may not like me anymore, but I got shorts and a T-shirt on down here in Mobile. It's 70 degrees.
Well, it's about 70 degrees in my house, and I have shorts on, too. So just pretending. You've got the real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Thomas, he's going to wear shorts. It don't matter what the temperature's outside. He's going to have shorts on. So if you're talking to him in the dead winter, he's going to have shorts on to go to town. So.
That's that's good. I know. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We got you loud and clear, Thomas.
I'm sorry. I broke up a little bit. Can you ask your question again?
Well, what I was going to, you just got back from Indy, from the ARCA banquet. You was fifth in points. You went up to... I guess your dad went up to collect his prize money, but kind of tell us the experience about being at ARCA and what all went on during the...
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, this is my fourth season in a row now, so I think it's 81 races in a row, and we've been very fortunate to be able to do that, coming from a team that 4 years ago we were only supposed to run 3 races, and now we're at 81, so... it's really, I've really been blessed in that aspect. You know, it's been a lot of work to get to where we are now, but I feel like things are, you know, kind of going our way right now. And the banquet was a lot of fun. It always is. And my dad actually wasn't supposed to speak, but he had this speech all prepared. And so I felt bad, you know. So I was like, hey, Dad, why don't you come on up here, which I think was very, very frowned upon. But, you know, that banquet's kind of like our time to have a good time. You know, we were kind of letting loose a little bit. We were working real hard down here in Mobile. So it was kind of like our vacation, I guess you could say. But we had a good time. He had a good time up there. I don't know if he made anybody mad at the banquet, but it sure was a lot of people laughing.
Well, Thomas, when you was at I know y'all went over to the IPR show. Did you actually see the Elmore engine, the 100th one that was built?
You know, I saw it, but I didn't realize that it was the 100th one that was built. You know, hopefully an Elmore is in our plans this year at some point. That's, you know, we just got to kind of keep getting better. And, you know, we got good cars. We just, Roush Yates motors have good horsepower, and they're good motors that just restrict us to where we can't really show that. So, hopefully Elmore is in the plans this year. And once we get one of those, I think we'll be all right.
Well, you know, Thomas, I think I've been there since you started, and I've seen you come a long way, my friend. And, you know, y'all always come to the show, and you compete hard, and you're pretty successful at it. I mean, y'all finished fifth in points. And you got a volunteer team from UNA. You got a bunch of great guys that you get to work around and hang out. I guess the worst part's putting up with your dad and your sister. I know your mother, Trump, has her hands full.
Yeah, she really does. She's kind of our mediator. You know, me and Haley are twins, so of course being a twin automatically comes with butting heads all the time. You know, it's really great to me that we can do something that, even though we all have other jobs during the week that we work at, you know, we can all kind of come together at the racetrack and kind of do one thing as a family. So it's been really good. My mom, she's my biggest supporter, and I think she might even be more of a critic than my dad is towards me. So you know, you wouldn't think that as a sweet little old lady, but she'll get on me if she needs to.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, Thomas, your mother is always your mother, no matter how old you get.
That's very true.
Well, it's always
sounds
good
like
to
a great
see
lady
there with you.
I'm sorry, say that again.
She sounds like a really great lady.
Oh yes, sir. She is. We couldn't do it without her. We nicknamed her Chad after Chad Knauss because we'll all be working on the car, and she'll come in there and tell us what we need to be doing, even though it's not even close to being right. We'll look at her and say, okay, Mom, we'll do that. And after she leaves, we'll put it back the way it needs to be. So, she'll come here and tell us what kind of changes we need to do.
Thomas, how do you like running on dirt? How'd you like Springfield and the coin?
I really like it. I've never ran dirt in my whole life. So 4 years ago was my first dirt experience. And it was with Wayne Hickson. I was racing for Wayne Hickson, and he comes from a lot of dirt experience. So it was great to run for him on the dirt. He really taught me how to get around, I guess, sling those 3,400-pound cars around the dirt, the one-mile dirt tracks. But it was a huge learning curve for me. I think it wasn't until just this year that I really got a good handle on it. And I think we finished the top 10 at both racetracks. I could be wrong, but I think we did. And I really, really look forward to going back to the dirt this coming up year.
Well, Mark and I got to go to the coin, and I tell you what, the coin at nighttime on that 1 mile dirt track is, I know it had to be incredible feeling being in the car going around it, but it was awesome sitting standing in the infield watching y'all zoom by. I probably one of the best races I've been to in a while.
Yeah, it really was. I really enjoyed being on the dirt at night. I felt like we could see a little bit better because at the first race, Springfield, it was just really, really dusty. So I had a real issue seeing. I think everybody did. But at night, I felt like it was a better race. We got spread out there a little bit, but, you know, we were still – actually, I think that was the race that everybody overheated, and we were one of them. So I can't remember – oh, yeah, we put on some mesh that we thought was going to work, but it ended up not working. I think we were at 350 on lap 10, so we had to come in and take that off. But luckily, we came back and we were able to have a good finish.
Yeah, that dust at the coin is a real, real fine consistency. Rowdy and I noticed on the back of a few cars that had fallen out of the race into the pit area. We were checking things out, and it built up with them, you know, with a half inch, three quarters of an inch of dust on the back of the car, on the rear bumper.
Yeah, I really did not look forward to cleaning the cars after the dirt races, but I did have a lot of fun.
Now, Thomas, you're pretty much the chief cook and bottle washer down there at the shop, right?
Well, I have a guy that comes and helps me at night sometimes, but normally it's just me. I don't think I'm going to give my dad any credit on the radio here, so he likes to stay up front. But I have to give a shout out to my mom and my sister and my girlfriend. They came out almost every race and helped me load up everything and helped me unload also, which when you got four people, it sure makes it a lot faster than one.
Well, especially unloading, because you drove home and from a exhausting weekend and then you got to unload. That's pretty tough.
Yes, sir. We usually are. We're usually pretty tired when we get back, but we have a good time doing it. So,
well, you know, Thomas, man, I appreciate you coming on tonight. If you want to give out shout out to your pit crew for this weekend, and then your sponsors, and we just appreciate you stopping by. We wanted to talk a little bit about the banquet and your future for next year. Sounds like y'all pretty much, like everybody else, ahead of the curve, but you're not there yet.
Yeah, it's very true. We're working really hard to be ready for 2017. So we're headed in a forward direction. And I can't thank my crew, my volunteer crew enough. My crew chief, Adam, who got a special award at the banquet this weekend, and then all my crew, Tevin Bear, Kyle Warner, Andy Ball, and Angelo. You know, they've been with me for a little over a season now, I believe. It really shows. It's really great to have some guys that work together well, and you know, it really shows at the racetrack. But you know, I'd like to thank DK Locke for being on the car this year. We had a good bookie and Chive Charities come on towards the end of the year, and I want to thank them for coming on. And, you know, it's just I could sit here and all night and name all the people that helped us go to the racetrack, but I don't think we have that much time. So, but I appreciate y'all having me on, and hope y'all have a good night.
Thomas, you're always welcome, friend. And, you know, if you get that big news you need to tell us, call us, let us know, and we'll talk about it on a Monday night. Hey, I tell you what I'm looking for next year. I'm looking to have you on Monday night when I say, we got the winner, Thomas Prater, and that number 9, DK Lock Ford.
Hey, man, that would be great. I got to call in early for that. So, hopefully we'll just keep working towards that and keep our heads up. Hopefully we'll be there in the long run.
Looking forward to it, Thomas.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you all for having me on.
Hopefully we'll see you in Daytona, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much. Same for y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Thomas.
Well, Mark, looks like an Elmore's in their future, too. I mean, you know,
not surprised, Rowdy.
You know,
Like he says, they've got them so restricted now that they're just not. You can't be competitive, no matter what you do to your chassis. And to finish fifth in points the way they did just shows the tenacity of that race team, and you know what some equipment will do to upgrade them.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys that are trying to get cars to make that Daytona. I'm kind of looking 60-plus cars on an entry list on that. I believe they was 58 last year, and I'm not, don't hold me to it, but I believe they was 58 entries last year. And from what I see already, I think it's going to be that plus more.
Well, it possibly could be more with the last year for the steel bodies running there. That'll be interesting, Rowdy. That'll be kind of a sideline that we need to keep an eye on to see the difference and these cars are. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be exciting. The big tracks like Daytona, Talladega are always exciting. But Daytona especially, we get to come out of our winter hibernation. And what a better place to do it than Daytona International Speedway, huh?
That's a great place to start. A great place to start. Hey, I want to play one of our soundtracks from last year, Mark. Kind of, well, not last year, but the past season, I guess. And just kind of give us a little bit of chills here.
I could always use that, Rowdy.
Talking to Ford dealers, ARCA 200, this Sunday afternoon at Salem Speedway, fueled by the Hoosier Lottery. See the cars and stars of the ARCA Racing Series on the super-fast Salem High Banks, including 2016 ARCA Daytona winner John West Townley and NASCAR Truck Series driver Christopher Bell, plus Brian Keselowski, Tom Hessard, Chase Briscoe, and Bo Lamastis. It's happening this Sunday at Salem Speedway, the Ford dealers ARCA 200. Free weekend camping and great racing action. For tickets, call 1-888-2-GO-RACE.
Man.
Okay, let's go to the track, Rowdy.
That's one I plan on going to. Actually, I plan on going both of those, Mark. After I found out that it's actually closer to me than Kentucky by 30 minutes, I'm on my way.
Is that all it took, Rowdy?
Well, that's Kentucky, I think, is a little over 30 minutes, Father. Less than an hour,
okay.
Father. So it's closer. Actually, Salem is about 35, 40 minutes closer.
Oh, Rowdy, it's such a historic racetrack, and to watch them race there, it's incredible how fast and how quickly all the ARCA races seem to go quick, but those Salem races seem to go really quick.
You know, we had Don Rothenbaum last week, great guest. You know, and
he was.
I always open up with drivers start your engine, and the person that called that command was Don, and of all nights, having Don on and not get him getting to listen to the call of gentlemen start your engines, it just would not play. I hit the button like normal and. It never played it. You know, remember we had a long pause when the show opened?
We did.
And I waited and waited and waited. And then finally just had to take a big gulp and go, hey, folks, it's me. But, you know, listen, tonight, I forgot to tell Thomas this, that tonight we're broadcasting live down in Maylene, Alabama, down at Cleaver's Pool Hall and Sandwich Shop. They open 24 hours. And if you want to shoot a game of pool and have a sandwich at the same time, Brian's ready and willing to fix you anytime. So that's where we're broadcasting tonight, folks. We got a live broadcast tonight, and it's good to have Thomas on. Mark, kind of tell us what you got going on this weekend at Gateway.
Yeah, the VP Fuels Gateway Dirt Nationals. St. Louis has a wonderful dome in their city, and unfortunately they lost their football team, and the dome needs to be used, and somebody with some guts and ingenuity decided, hey, let's have some racing. So they're building a small quarter, big fifth mile, semi-banked dirt track, and they're bringing in the super late models and the IMCA-type modifieds, and it should be a whale of a show. And as far as I know, I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday, but Saturday for sure, hopefully Friday too.
I didn't realize that it was going to be the circumstances of where they put the track in. I didn't realize that, Mark. Hey, listen, that's taking a bad thing happening and turning it into something positive.
Well, unless they get some kind of tenant, like an NFL team or so, you have to be ingenious with, you know, booking your events to. That's a good size space to fill, and what a wonderful time to do it. So, it's kind of an early Christmas present for all us racers out there.
Well, the great thing is we're going to be able to cover it. They've asked us and want us to cover it, and Mark's going to go keep us and be able to tell us what's going on out over on the weekend, and that's great, Mark. I mean, people taking us for real now. Which we've been for real the whole time, right?
Yep, we're for real. That's for sure. We're serious, and we may be branching out. We may, you know, touch a few areas that we hadn't before, because, you know, getting away from the ARCA series. We don't mean to get away from the ARCA series. We're just kind of filling in some more time and trying to expand our horizons a little bit. That's all.
Well, we're racing, Mark. You know, it's like the late models, man. I tell you what, Mark, I'm still reeling from that. I talked to two different people today about the Snowball Derby and how great it was. And, you know, I said, if you're going to go now, you got to go next year. That's the 50th year. And Tim Bryant and his whole staff, they're going to throw it out there, because I'm telling you, they've really done a great job, even considering all the obstacles they had to face with the rain. They still come out on a beautiful evening and had a great race.
And they had a great crowd too, Rowdy. I was surprised at how they had a pretty full house, and that just goes to show you how big of an event the Snowball Derby is, and it just gets bigger. There's a reason it's been around 50 years and it's growing. Like you said, we're going to be there Thursday next year through the duration of the races, and I've got our room booked already, so we're set there, Rowdy. And we were talking a little ahead of ourselves, and there's a lot of racing to go until we get there. But the Derby, that's the one. You know, make your plans now, folks, because you got to do it a year ahead of time, or you're going to miss out.
Well, it being the 50th year, everybody likes those kind of events where it's either the first or the inaugural race or the 50th. That's always been a big seller. And, you know, I've heard people said they'd never had been before, wanted to go to the 50, and ones that said I hadn't been in a few years, but I'm definitely going to 50. So there's a lot of people going to go. And, hey, just like you said, now I'm telling you, with no hesitation, just about every seat it looked like every seat was full on Saturday night. And that wasn't the main event. I mean, they had a great race with the snowflake. That was a great – they put on a really, really good show. You know, even with the rain, I think everybody – if that crowd had the same seats for Saturday or Sunday, they did all right. I mean, unless they was from extremely far off. Like, I mean, Duke was probably, 13 hours away, Mark.
That's about it, Rowdy. Yeah, that's about a 13-hour drive for me, and I would have stayed. I would have stayed through Tuesday. I would have made some kind of arrangements, but unfortunately I couldn't. I had to get home and take care of the pets, so the animals needed me. My wife had to go to a business conference, so if it wasn't for that, I probably would have stayed through Tuesday and seen the end of the race.
Well, Mark, getting back up to Gateway, what kind of, I mean, the cars, what kind of describe what they're going to be racing up there?
All right, Rowdy. The IMCA Open Wheel Modifieds are a real, probably one of the biggest classes of racing in the United States right now, North America. You can see them in so many different varieties, asphalt, dirt, in between. They can go and run either series, either dirt or asphalt. I don't know if you can call an economical way to race, because no way is racing economical, but they keep the costs down a little bit. They're fun cars. The competition's incredible. They have a good engine package, so nobody's running away with things, and they're just a fun class to watch race. And then there's the super late models. We enjoy them on asphalt, Rowdy. I enjoy them almost as much on dirt. The Gateway Nationals is could be a I don't know if a snowball derby in the making or not, but it's a good time of year to have it. If the facility and the racing and everything turns out to be good, they could be doing this for a few years.
Sounds like they got the facilities to make it a success.
Well, I've been on the internet and I've checked things out, Rowdy, and they really have it well organized and planned. They have an area for parking and camping for the competitors if they so desire to camp. They have an indoor pit work area. Any fueling is done outdoors. That's a fire safety code. But it should be a phenomenal series of events, and I'm looking forward to being a part of history, Rowdy.
Well, we're going to be there. You are, but Rowdy Maglite Racing is going to be there. And
I am there. That means we're there, Rowdy, because Rowdy Maglite Racing's there, and I want to take some good notes, and I'll have lots of information for us next week, and looking forward to next week's show. No more than tonight's. We still got to finish up. So, yeah, well, it's going to be a good event, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm lucky enough that I'm able to go.
Well, you know, with a little bit of planning and next year, Mark, you know, it was like I keep going back to Snowball Derby, but if things had been kind of normal at my home this past week, I would have jumped in the car Tuesday morning and I could have been down there. You know, I could have left my house at about 6 in the morning and been there for race time and plenty of time and kind of slowly drove back and probably wouldn't have got home till about 3 o'clock in the morning, but I would have still been able to watch. And I would have done it. It would have been the 5-hour trip down to do it. That would have been my plan. That would have been the ideal plan, but it just didn't work that way. And next year's going to be a different story. We're working on. I tell you, I just don't know how we're going to be busy, Mark. It's going to be a busy year. We're going to have a whole lot to talk about.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit about it last week, Rowdy. I'm probably going to be able to cover live for the show 14 to 16 of the ARCA races and possibly more. It all depends on how things work out. We're talking, you know, a whole season, so. But 14 to 16 of those races I plan to be at and giving live coverage for the show and meeting and greeting. And that's what we're hoping. The fans come out and see us when we're at the races. And we'll be there. So come on out, and then we'll talk about it that Monday night on the show.
I had old Jeff on the line there for his own a few minutes there, Mark. First, probably... I think it was on about the first 10 minutes, and I was going to get to him, but Thomas called, and I want to get Thomas on in here and talk, because I know, you know, these guys, hey, I want to tell everybody that's been on, I appreciate it, because I know what you've done during the week, and for you to come home and want to talk to us two geezers on Monday night, I appreciate it. You know, I know Thomas has had a long but a good weekend. You know, they got to celebrate. They got to celebrate being fifth. Bravo to them. They've done an absolutely wonderful job. And that's from being consistent. And they're consistent. They're at every race, every time. You know, when Thomas got, and I wanted to mention to him about when Thomas, they took a picture of him after he got out, I believe it was Illinois, the Southern Illinois race. And he was just, his face looked like somebody made a mud pie on his face, because these guys get dirty in those cars. That dust is not
good. I think it was the coin, Rowdy, because remember how that dust just built up on the back of the cars and the spoiler and the rear bumper?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was sticky. They had little mud balls.
It was a real fine texture. It was a very unusual texture to the dirt, and I'm not surprised those guys had the overheating problems they did. But they figured it out. They're racers. That's what they're supposed to do.
Well, you know, we noticed it right off the bat. Grant Enfinger had the car to beat that night, and he was in the Cunningham 22 Ford, and he started slowing down, and he come in. You know, Mark, we were down. because we were down there in the pits, and when he come in, you could smell the rear end. It smelled like it was on fire. The smell was really intense.
It was rowdy, and that was unusual because everybody else was dealing with overheating and engine problems, and Grant came in with that rear end problem. He was pretty much untouchable until he fell out of the race, and it was his race to lose, basically, and that's what happened. He lost it because of mechanical failure.
But, yeah, I remember Thomas, all these guys were coming in, a lot of unexpected pit stops just to clean the grills off and cool down the cars. A lot of ice was used in them boxes to cool them down that weekend. I mean,
You and I had a bird's eye view, Rowdy, on down pit road that night, and we couldn't have asked for a better spot to watch the race from, really. So we saw all the action that was taking place, and there was a lot of action in the pits that night. We were lucky enough to be able to observe it.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell everybody, if you go into the pits at DeCoin, take your rod and reel, because you can fish while you don't have nothing else to do.
Oh, that's one of my fondest memories of the summer, Rowdy, was the some of the competitors actually fishing in the lake in the infield of DeCoin State Fair. So I'm looking forward to seeing that again. I'm looking forward to that fair atmosphere, and darn it, I think you and I are going to try to make it to Springfield, aren't we?
I got it on the list, Mark. I'm hooked on dirt. I'm hooked on dirt. It's a different style of racing. I think NASCAR's doing itself a, I think that NASCAR, in my opinion, NASCAR's doing itself a dis, they're just not doing right by the fans by not at least trying it and giving them something, an option. I like two races on dirt. What do we say? ARCA's got 8 speed super speedways, 9 intermediate or short tracks, and then the one road course and 2 dirt. I mean, that you talk about diversity. That's what I like about the league, the series. Is we've got a diversity with those 2 dirt tracks. And I'm like Don. You know, if you're gonna add another one, let's add another dirt track.
Well, I have one I think I could add to it, and it'd be a short track on top of that. If there is another dirt track for him to go to, I think it would be Eldora.
Hey, there's another, yeah. You're exactly right, Mark.
I just can't give another dirt track that, you know, it is capable of holding and running that type of race. So, and it's unusual that the 2 tracks they run in Illinois at Springfield and at DeCoin, they were never built to be race car tracks. They were built to be horse tracks, and the race cars come and just kind of make do with the situation that they're given and put on one whale of a show.
Well, you know, I looked at it. It would be a great place if you've never been to a dirt track and you wanted to give everybody a real experience of nighttime being out on the midway at the World State Fair with all the food vendors and rides and spend a couple hours at the racetrack and watch them race. And if you got a chance, you could fish a little, but that would make a great, great weekend right there.
Oh, Rowdy, we had such a great time, the combination of smells in the air between the food, the corn dogs, the fries, the popcorn, the peanuts, the race exhaust fumes, the burning rubber tires, and just the combination of it, the lights, and at night, it really was a fun event that, yeah, makes you want to go back, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, you know, it adds a lot to the community. I met the mayor of DeCoin and, you know, got to talk to some of the people that actually, the ticket takers and the people that kept up the inside, the maintenance people. And, you know, they work a regular job, and that's what they do to make extra money for some of them for Christmas, is to come out and work the 2 weeks at the fair. So it adds a lot. ARCA adds a lot to it. It's great on the economy.
Oh, it is, Rowdy. The crowd's incredible, and the seats really filled up in the stands that night, and it was just kind of magical when we were looking over the track into the grandstands and then past the grandstands with all the midway and the riots going on at the same time. You could hear the voices and the screaming and all the fun everybody was having. It really was a magical evening there.
Well, let's see, Mark. We got tonight show number 47, consecutive shows.
Congratulations, Rowdy. You deserve it.
Well, you know, Mark, I can't remember. I've got it here where you picked up, but you really didn't miss that many. I mean, we started actually February the 1st, the first Monday in February. And when we left Daytona, you know, we had, what, a month and a half off. Well, right here, let's see. When Josh won the race at the fairgrounds, that was show number 11. The next show that I put on was number 12. And show number 12, you know, just people that wasn't listening don't know what was going on 12 when we had 12 shows then. I had a show that was the Ladies of ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. And my first female guest on the show was Denise Engel. And Denise is she was the official starter for ARCA this year. Really, really nice lady. You've met her. I mean, once you meet her, it's like you've known her your whole life, and she treats you like she's known your whole life. And what a great, great honor to be able to meet her and for her to be able to throw the flag, huh? Like, she's a mother of five, works a regular job, and does all this at the same time. And she flags other divisions. And I'll tell you, I don't know if he was there, Mark, after the Kentucky race. Now, you had just left because you needed to get back. But when Denise comes down in the garage, folks, let me tell you, I wish I'd have took a picture. Her hands was completely covered in the palm with big water blisters.
Yeah, because she did the flagging for the Xfinity Series practice also, didn't she?
She sure did. Remember, she told us that she was going to get to do that, and she done that. And let me tell you, she paid for it that night because I looked at her hand. She held them out there, and it looked like she had picked up a hot iron with the big blisters on it. Other guest on that show, Mark, was, and I've already mentioned her tonight. She's the crew chief for Wayne Hickson, and that was Crystal Bates. And I've had the pleasure of being around Crystal. She's a hard worker, but let me tell you, spring or fall, wherever I go sit down in the infield to watch the race, all I got to do is just kind of scan around because Crystal and her mom's going to be sitting somewhere near me. It hadn't failed the last three, four races. And I think before that, I had asked her where she said it, and she said the infield. And I think I had actually seen her, but I didn't really recognize her. But now we're all kind of regulars down in front of the big screen in the infield during the race on Sunday. And that's where that's personally where I like to watch the race. You got the best of two worlds. You got plenty of room. You got your snacks and your drinks right there and the big screen all at the same time.
Oh, it's being in the infield or being in the seats, as long as you're there, that's what counts, Rowdy, and wherever you're comfortable and enjoy watching the race. And we've done it both, and we both have our preferences. And, I like being in the infield, too. There's a little intimacy about being with your group, and you can bring your own little goodies with you and just have a nice day.
Well, it's just kind of where I like it, you know. Susie's in her little chair there, and it's just more comfortable for us to go in and pull up and go and sit in front of the... And listen, she enjoys it, and that's all that matters, and that's why we sit down there instead of up in the stands. It's my preference is on in pit row. So, you know, Mark, we're lucky enough to get to enjoy that, and not many people get to enjoy walking down pit row and being part of what's going on. But it really is, to me, it's the best place to watch the race. You may not see it all, but that's why I DVR it, because when I get home, I can watch it and put the pieces I know together, and then we turn around and have a show, and we're going to talk about it.
That's right, Rowdy. Yeah, we both of us kind of do the same thing, and both of us kind of enjoying being watching the races in the same areas. So, yeah, being on pit road, you get to see a lot of the action. You get to see the strategy really being played out. So, and you see a good part of the racetrack, depending on where you're at. So, you know, the bigger the track, of course, see the less of the track you see. But, no, that's the best place to be, Rowdy. I agree. We've enjoyed it more than enough once ourselves. So, yeah, we know where to go. We know where to want to be.
Well, next week I'm going to – they never did. I thought I had them loaded up, but I had a couple more soundtracks I was going to play and do a little trivia tonight. But I'll tell you what, next week I've got them on here. They just hadn't loaded up. But next week we're going to do a DeCoin and a Nashville. We'll play the – soundtrack,
ooh,
and we're going to have a little trivia question. Both of them had great. You know, last year they had Coke Ford was the entertainer after the race. And, you know, I'm not a real big country western music fan, but I want to tell you what, I hung around for that, and Coke Ford absolutely was awesome. It was a great, great show he put on.
You know, you've said that more than once, Rowdy, and it has to be for you to be able to say that. Nashville really does a great job with entertaining their fans, not just from the racing aspect, but from the time they walk in the gate until the time they leave, their viewing, sound, whatever the Formosas can come up with and make it an enjoyable time for you to be there, they do it, and they do a really good job at it, too.
Well, I'm going to tell you next year, Mark, you just got to go down and just stand. Let's just stand and just walk down and watch the money rain down. I mean, the kids are, even the adults, they're scattered out trying to snatch a dollar, and it just like butterflies away.
Yeah, Rowdy, you said that was one of the best things you've ever seen. So I'm sorry I missed it. I'm going to make sure I see it again when they do it at Nashville. It sounds like quite the sight.
Well, I had a great time and looking forward to it. But you know, Mark, anything you'll close this thing out and talk about?
Oh, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the Gateway Dirt Nationals in St. Louis this weekend. They were kind enough to give us some credentials and allow us to come down and cover the race for them, and I'm looking forward to giving you the best I can next week on the show, and I'm looking forward to this weekend and seeing a couple of nights of racing that earlier in the year I didn't think I would be seeing. So, this is a nice event they put on. It's only a few months old, and I hope it's a success and they can do this again in the future.
I do too, Mark, because I'm looking forward to being there next year. I hate that I can't be there this year, but sooner or later.
Well, with me both, Rowdy, because there's nothing more fun as if being with you and Jeff at the races, we have a good time, and we get a good view of what we're seeing, and we can relay that to our listeners the following Monday night. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, Mark. I'd like to be there, but
circumstances aren't all of us here, Rowdy. And, you never know. You never know. You may just sneak away.
What? How far of a drive is that for you, Mark? What?
About 4 hours, probably a little over 4 hours. It's not a bad drive at all. It's all going to depend on the weather I think I'm supposed to have some precipitation on the way down Friday, but it's supposed to be pretty wet and not the frozen type, so that'll be all right. And it's supposed to be fairly clear on my way home, just really, really cold. So single digits they're talking about for the evening.
Yeah. Well, Mark, stay safe, my friend, and enjoy the event, and give them my best, and tell them I'm planning on being there next year, and I'm looking forward to hearing back from you.
Rowdy, I'll be filling you in all weekend, you know that, and I'll be keeping in touch. So you take care of things at home. I know you are. You got your hands full. But you're a good man, and you'll take care of it. So talk with you soon.
Yeah.
You have a good week. We'll talk with everybody next week on the show, and thanks a lot, and goodbye.
All right, everybody. Thanks, Mark. Be safe, friend.
I will, Rowdy.
That's going to finish us up for this Monday night. But you know, if it's Monday night, hey, we're going to be rowdy right here, down here, downtown Maylene at Cleaver's Pool Hall and Sandwich Shop for the night. I'm out, and we're going to listen to a little bit of this Redneck.
Smiling when we finally meet.